CliffCentral.com.
Beepity beep 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 beep. Beepity beep 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 beep.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
Hi everyone, and welcome to the Cusper Radio Show on this particularly bright and breezy Friday. I think things are happened here. I'm not sure, but it's everyone's like a hopple and a stop, and everyone is like friendly this morning. I don't know what happened. Good morning, Bernard.
Hello, Casper.
What happened here, my darling?
Ek is slightly traumatized.
What happened?
Ek sit ewig onskuldig in die hoek en eet my broodjie.
Ja.
En het walgelike goed aangaan in die studio. En hier waar ons nou sit.
Exactly, ek hoop alles is mooi skoon gemaak.
Ek hoop so, want hier was blommetjies gevryf en Petras geklap en... Ja.
Petras geklap. Good morning, Rian.
Hello, Casper.
How are you this morning?
I am very good. How are you?
You were just too late.
I know.
That's what he said.
It's such a shame.
Yeah, man.
Even my microphone is still standing up straight.
I see. It doesn't want to go down.
No, I don't know what to
do. It's fantastic. It's a boing microphone. And then, wie is hier saam met jou?
Hier het ons twee breakdancers vandag. Twitch and Labba. Welcome, boys.
How's it?
Hi.
Nice to be here.
Twitch and Labba?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, what does Labba mean?
Labba is kort for Labba Skachni.
Oh, rechter?
Ja.
Oh, I thought for Leb. Oh, Labba. Yeah. And Twitch?
Twitch is a name that was given to me regarding a backflip move. I couldn't do the move without the Twitch, and hence my name, Twitch.
Okay, I like that. So, are you going to dance together today, or what? What's going to happen?
We're going to introduce ourselves together, and then we're going to battle, eh?
Yeah.
How does that work?
It's a conversation where one feels that he's better than the other. A
conversation in movement?
Yes.
Okay.
So, it's a conversation. So, he'll do some tricks, and I would respond, depending on what he...
It's like boxing. Yeah, it's like boxers boxing, you know? In a boxing ring.
Yeah.
So, they just keep... Yeah. Who's the best, and it's very intricate.
So I kind of have skillful. To top him. So yeah. Whatever he gives me, I have to kind of better it or come with something.
Okay, special. And so how do we know you're finished? Or is this going to go on for an hour?
I normally do like a pose, you know, that hip-hop
pose. Okay, then we know, okay.
Then it's like, it's clear.
Okay, because it's going to go live on air and live on Facebook, but Facebook will be video.
Okay.
And but we will make noises here, but because people won't be able to see you, but they'll see you on Facebook, and they can always go watch it again later.
Nice.
So waar het jy van hulle by hulle uitgekom, Rian?
So ek het vir Twitch ontmoet toe ek hom uitgehelp het in die Baanjaard. Ek het was ja, hy het 'n ander gig gehad, so toe moes ek vir hom half instap en om dat beter gelyk.
Ja.
En ja, so dis hoe ek en hy mekaar leer ken het, en ek het nou net vir meneer Labuskagh nie ontmoet.
Yeah.
Labba, do you know what pose is in Afrikaans?
Fuck.
Fuck.
I'm sorry.
No.
Like
pose.
Yeah, what's pose in Afrikaans?
It's nearly like Oosa. Fuck. Nee, it's amper. It's like that lady who just left. What?
Poussier.
Poussier, yeah.
Oh, no way.
So when you hit
are
your...
Are you serious?
Yeah, poussier.
Yeah, poussier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love it.
Afrikaans is a wonderful language.
Yeah, as you poussier, dan weet ons jy is klaar.
Yeah. Dan weet ons sommer baie dinge. En wat se type muziek doen hulle? Is this like a standard
it
thing?
Used to...
This dance-offs?
Mm-hmm. Yes. It started in the 90s. It was music like James Brown... Very funky. James Brown's gone now, so we've got... Who do we listen to now? We listen to... Sure. Bonobo's cool, but like breakbeats kind of died out.
Breakbeats are a funny style of music. My personal opinion being that breakdancing seems to have taken a little bit from all sorts of styles of music, jazz, funk, you get soul. There's so many that we take little bits of, and then we create our own out of those little bits. So we're almost like an adoptive music style, where we can take any style of music, put a breakbeat to it, and voila.
But there's a reason it's called breakdancing, because when it can go wrong, you'll break something. It's really, really dangerous stuff.
Yeah. Well, that's a question that I think a lot of b-boys will have their own opinion on. For instance, Labo, what's your definition of a breakbeat or a break dancer, b-boy? What does it stand for?
I just know, like, I watched a few docus, and there was this guy who said breakdancing looked like a guy who's reached his breaking point, you know? That he's reached that point where he just wants to rock, you know? And
he wants to rock. I love it.
My version of it is that dancers would dance on the break of a beat, and they would literally gather around, and they know the song, and they're all waiting for that one point in the song, because only once the beat would break. So you'd have all these dancers waiting, waiting, and as soon as that beat broke, they went in and they did their thing. That's my opinion.
Okay. And what do you do with it now? Do you go dance professionally, where?
We've kind of gone through the whole route. We've started as a learner, done corporate work. We've flown. We've competed internationally. Now we teach.
It's a style that you can't really go to any kind of school of arts or academy to learn. This is something that's learnt on the streets through your own perseverance and hard work and effort. For me, there was no YouTube when I started, so for me it was a trial and error. I had no reference of internet to go to see what the latest
maybe only
news
movies are. And videos.
That's exactly.
Yeah.
I was watching SABC 1 on Simonier at 2 a.m. in the morning, waiting to just see 5 seconds of a music video and then go run back to school
to
and show my friends
you
the next day.
And what's incredible is these guys have watched this and started in the streets and have established themselves in corporate world for dancing, which is an incredible thing to do.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
But our biggest breakdancing in SA, if you look at Say Think You Can Dance, and overseas, everyone is doing that. How big is it here?
Locally, South Africa is not on the standard of international, just because I think there's a barrier between people and understanding what dance really does in South Africa. I think we're not aware of dance as we should be. So breakdancing has taken a back seat because we are not established. We don't have syllabus. Well, there's syllabus that have come out now, but we didn't have syllabus. If a kid comes to my class and he hurts himself, I'm responsible. I don't have any backing.
That's so horrible.
But I think that's the case with a lot of art forms. Is it doesn't do well in South Africa because people don't know of it or about it.
Yes, and there's not an organization yet that caters for breakdancing.
And here you are very excited about it, excited about the genre, and there's no actual backup.
It must be so
frustrating.
It is, but then we realized this I realized this 5 years ago. I was like, if there's no foundation for this dance industry, I'm going to have to build it. I can't be trying to be an Olympic athlete if there's nothing there. So that's where we started.
It does kind of dampen my spirits when I look at, I mean, for me, the leading country right now in breakdancing would be your Korea and France. Their country supports them so much so that they hold scholarships and bursaries and competitions
every weekend. Fly their entire team that's going to represent their country. They give them a plane to fly to America to compete. Amazing.
Like the Guptas.
We must get the Guptas on board here.
Exactly.
You know, you can wear a sweater that says Gupta if they pay, why not? And where did you go that you enjoyed the most in terms of the competition? I'm talking about countries.
Yes, our Reunion Island there.
Next
to us.
Mauritius.
Yeah, it's a paradise of note. There's
really?
The whole island is a dance crew. And like they teach each other from small to older.
Wow.
And the French, they host a international competition in Reunion Island, so they bring Korea, they bring all the countries, South Africa, and then that's our little paradise.
Fantastic. And to be on an island to begin with. But they speak French.
Yes, French country.
Bonsoir.
I just want to test the auxiliary thing here, Bernard, with you first. Can you press play there? I just want to see if it works.
Nou eweskielik werk jou WhatsApp. Ja, wat op het die vanmiddag gewerkie? Jo. Baie weird. Maar ja, weet jy wat? Ek gaan nie my poestijd met jou morsie. Wie wat? Andra, jy het my een keer gevolg om bereik, na. Wie wat? Volk jou. Jy die kok het my het genaai die naweek. Jy gaan het nie weer doen nie. Jy gaan nie. Jy gaan nie. Dan die ouder is my baie kak vertel van jou. So wie wat dan? Volk jou!
Okay, so it works. I don't know, I got this from someone.
Yes.
She is a bit drunk.
Sy squat.
Sy ach, squat. Sy seer. Sy ook poes seer. Sy
work. Sy doodgenaai.
So that's what I say. Now, can we have a... can you put your pili into Rian?
Okay.
Anna? So let's see if he's...
So not a Rian.
See if this works. Before we send the poor kids out and there's no music.
Yeah.
So will you press play and let's just see? Oh, God, ons moet die apple van jou reg maak. Is it this? Okay. Okay, just put it in pause, so we know we are ready. Next one I'm gonna do is I'm gonna put it on Facebook. So everyone on Facebook can go now and to watch them live. You can go prepare.
Thank you.
Can I give a few shout-outs?
Yeah, of course. Sorry.
Fine.
Talk.
So tomorrow there's a breakdance competition at Walter Sisulu Hall.
Cool.
It's for high school students. It's called the Inter-High School Dance Challenge. I'm part of Hip Hop Dance SA, which is developing the hip-hop dance culture in South Africa.
Nice.
And we send Team South Africa over to Las Vegas, Los Angeles and Arizona to compete at Hip Hop International.
Oh,
we give them Protea colors. So that's something we've worked very hard on. I also work at Amped Africa, which is a youth development program where we host a talent competition for high schools. We have 180 high schools this year. At the end, we have an Amp Fest, and the top 10 perform with international artists. Last year, we had Omarion and Anati and Toya DeLazy with Mini Dlamini. So yeah, definitely, we are making a move to develop the dance industry. So... hashtag us at Dancers in SA.
And it's Twitch's birthday tomorrow.
Yay! Happy birthday, Twitch.
thank you.
Okay, we've gone live. I just want, because people must gather now. And at the moment, it's us gathering amongst ourselves. That's Rian. And here is Betty. Hello. So we are on. If you can take the phone, Bet. And take the gentleman out. Oh, here we got people. Hello, Carla, and you. Yeah, at least we. Oh, fuck. We are nearly 10 now. get ready and show us when you're ready. There, we'll play the music. Is the music there on that side?
It's ready.
They can read. They can hear it. Hey, yes. Just make sure. If you can't hear anything, just then we stop. Okay, so they are gonna do a battle off.
That's it.
Okay. Yesterday, I'm going to say a lot about it yet, but I was involved in a rap battle.
Wow.
It's going to be shown later. And that was quite...
Oh, you got some rapping skills.
No, I was trained.
Oh, cool.
It is part of the show. It was very, very difficult and very... And it was seen every... Oh, tergend.
Ons kan 'n remix doen van Dom Dom Domini nou.
Ons kan. As ek nou net 'n bietjie meer confidence kry.
Wat sê?
Ja.
Ek like it.
Ja, en dan sê ek, Domini, hy het probeer, maar toe vat sy vouwe gebeur, dom, jy bekom, kom, dom. Ek sal net week moet gaan werk aan.
Ek like it, al klaar.
Okay, so, are they ready?
Ja, you guys hear us?
Fantastic. Can you hear? Okay, so whenever you're ready, Rian, go for it.
Hey, what? Bring that beat back, Jake, yeah, no ditto. J-Rock, chaotic concrete, P-Dub, Jake Beat. Yeah, the real B-boy stance. Ready? Huh. Standing in the circle in my B-boy stance. Got a hoodie on, ready to dance. Let's go. Let's go. Standing in the circle in my B-boy stance. Got a hoodie on, ready to dance. Let's go. Let's go. I don't need attention with a gun in a club. Brooklyn rock in your face, then you wonder a rub. And it won't stop till 5 in the morning. Y'all play the ball, they ain't so boring. Let's get ready to rumble. The harder they come, the harder they tumble. In the game like MVP, fella. Nothing can save you, MVP.
when that pigs arrest you. Cross for roughnecks, don't take no bullish. Suckers in the club, step up and get this. For my street, for your block, nothing is free. I stand up for rugged, tough and real me. Put something on it, you talk a good one. Jay Rock in here, let's jump in gun. Rep your city, rep your crew. Rep your name, you're a B-boy. Rep your city, rep your crew. Rep your name, you're a B-boy. Standing in a circle in my B-boy stance. Got a hoodie on, ready to dance. Let's go. It's an attitude, man. Born to withstand and resist whatever's built on sand in the house like air. Yeah, eat your heart out, punk. Let me rip. Hip hop or full lock and showstopper. Rap chopping, heart stopping, flow doctor. Go and pose in your Air Force Ones and replica bling like it's never been done. You're gone with the wind, blinded by the sun. You are one dumb, misguided young son. My artist style leaves your brain shackled.
Leave your nines at home and bring your skills to the battle.
Rap your city, rap your crew. Your name, you're a B-boy. Standing in a circle in my B-boy stance. Got a hoodie on, ready to dance. Let's go.
Wow, that was amazing. It's like gymnastics in a way, isn't it?
It's incredible.
And now I can see what they mean with getting hurt.
Yeah, how do you practice that?
Yes. Did you that hand, the old handstand gedoen, and to make him all further and further, further achter to.
That's insane. Like,
but they must go to Cirque du Soleil, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
You know?
And this what so hard here is, this is nog nie groot hier nie.
Ja, maar ek bedoel, hulle kan in Las Vegas dans. Dit is fantasties. Ek is totaal en al asof iemand my orgasme gegee het. Ek skoot compliments. It was really, really good. What did you think, Bernard?
Dit was rarig great geweest.
Goed, ne?
Rarig, rarig
great. Hulle is fucking goed. Ons moet
ek staan daar, maar hulle het my paar keer apparaat geskop. Maar hy is soos aan die ander kant van die vertrek en dan is hy op my.
Wow.
En soos twee moves.
Ja, dit was rechtig.
En ek krijg nie carpet burns op die mat nie. Want het is gewoon op ons vloere.
Ja.
Dis wat nou moeilik is, is omdat hulle het op mat doen.
Shame, man.
Want die carpet burns is verskrikkelijk.
Want op een salm tussen op sy hande en met sy kop op die mat, wat hulle ons gewoonlik so slide op die vloer.
Ja.
En hy slide so toch jou voorkop.
Maar hulle moet kom vir foto's, nou moet nie weggaan nie.
Ja, nie.
Ons sal nou foto's nie. Ok, so is jy klaar? Het jy, kan ek druk?
Jy moet nou met post in goedekies.
Post, ok. Post. Dit is fantastic. Come so quickly.
Well done, gents.
It was fantastic. I was so impressed.
Mind blown.
Wow, that's really good. And so, haven't you thought about going like to Las Vegas or one of those shows, Cirque du Soleil shows, to do a speciality act there? Or?
Oh, I would love to, but then I'd lose time developing South
that's
Africa.
That's the thing.
Boy. Yeah.
I can't leave here knowing our dance industry is not developed.
So who won? This battle.
Oh my god, that's
this difficult.
Who did that very strange thing at the end? I think he
Twitch,
won.
Eh? Yeah, that was for long.
You were very good as well. I mean, you were whirring around like a helicopter, but that thing, I thought, Jesus, it's extending it. That's why I thought of Cirque du Soleil as well. Very, very, very
Thank
good.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
You sound a bit unfit.
Ooh, no. Yeah, who's more tired?
I joke it.
How many injuries have you guys had?
I'm riddled with injuries.
Oh, really?
I'm okay. I figured out how to dodge.
Ball, and then what happens? What happens if you have an injury? Do you then...
TLC.
Fake
and
it
how
till
long?
You make it.
How long?
Until you need to dance again. Mm. Our industry. See, a lot of us, we get injured and then we dance next week.
We have to. We don't have that luxury of sick leave, public holidays. Is it true that if you get a serious injury or you get injured, you have to do the move straight away as soon as possible again so it doesn't become a mental block?
Fear.
Yeah.
Like there's a flip I won't do because I fell once and I'm like...
So you fall your gut off and I'm going to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. Some of those moves we've fallen at.
Trial and error, that's our game, trial and error. Guys, incredible. Absolutely incredible.
Very, very, very good. I'm impressed. And we're going to see now, the people going to view it on Facebook. 2 weeks ago, Game of Thrones started, and unfortunately, due to time constraints and busy schedules and all kinds of nonsense I have, I didn't have the first Trippa Trappa Truna. I have got like a taster today of Trippa Trappa Truna. It's just 5 minutes, but it's just to show that we are busy working on it and on the new season, and I love it, and it looks very promising. So we're going to quickly go Trippa Trappa Truna, and then we are going to see you right now. Maybe I should play Trippa Trappa Truna on the channel. Just hang on. You see, if I do this, that means we're nearly there. Okay, so today we only have the beginning of episode one of the Game of Thrones, and then Jon Snow and all he's doing. Okay.
Dag, dat is ik, Wolfie Stark. Hier is ik weer, met mijn doedelzak verskeur. Season 7, kan jullie groeien? Daar is nou zo'n min plekje waar ons zit in Valhalla, want daar is zo bij je doeiers in die reeks. Ik weet niet eindelijk wat om te doen, nie. Ik moet uitgaan en in die wolken gaan stappen om asem te krijgen. Maar ik wil niet mijn problemen jullie zin maken, niet. Ons is nou by Earl Grey, die walglike, vieslike, ongeskeerde kak, wat sit in sy kasteel en gloat. Hy is so opgewonde en so trots.
Hey, baie geluk aan amal. Ons vier nou sommer weer fees, want nou vier ons fees, omdat julle so heldhaftig was. Nou, ons is allemaal hier, al die Greys sit hier so, 50 Shades of Grey en meer. Dankie Marius, dat jy een onskuldige vrou met een mes geplans het. Jonathan, geluk, jy het een oud tannie sy nek afgesny, dit het geborrel soos een chocolate fountain. Ek denk enige vampier sou honger geraak het. En jy, Kobus, jy wat die sigoot doodgesteek het in die jouwel meisiekie, ook daarmee heen, baie, baie geluk.
Yay! Yes. Baie dankie.
Cheers!
Cheers!
Wat gaan nou met julle aan? Julle kotsbloed, is die wijn so oud? Wees plezierig met die wete, dat daar geen staak oor is nie.
Hallo oom.
Hallo my mooi tyd meisiekie. Wat het jy vir oom?
Ek het vir oom een verrassing. Ek gaan iets aftrek.
Lekker. Wag, dit gaan interessant wees.
Ek gaan my gezicht aftrek oom.
Wat?
Ja.
Hey, Hanna.
En voel een bietjie van naalkie en jou keelkie.
Suffer
jou fokkende man, suffer.
Gelukkig is die Earl Grey in sy moer, want hy het so op my tiete gewerkt. My basterbrak, Joe Blow, is by die muur, bezig om sy troepe toe te spreek. Ok, so luister julle, daar kom nou een hele klomp mense aan. Drake, monsters, reuse, skeleters.
Joe, wat het jy gerook?
Nee, dit is regtig, hulle kom, en ons moet een ding kry.
Wat moet ons kry, Joe?
Sanna. Draakglas.
Fok jou.
Nee, ek sê draakglas, dis wat ons moet kry.
Doch jy sê ek is 'n draak, met glas.
Ons moet almal draakglas kry, want dis die enigste manier om hierdie klomp te oorwin.
Maar waar gaan ons dan die draakglas kry?
Wel, ons sal sien.
Okay. Maar Joe?
Ja, Sanna?
Almal wat ons verraai het, moet ons nou vermoor asseblief hoor. Want anders is dit bad seed. And bad seed breeds bad seed, Joe.
Nee.
Wat?
Almal wat ons verraai het, is klaar dood op die slagveld. Ek gaan nie 'n seun straf vir sy pa se malligheid nie.
Is jy mal?
Nee. Al wat julle moet doen, al die ander van al die vlae in huise, is kom vorentoe en knak knie. As jy knie knak, dan gaan ons saam veg teen die ewel oormag wat op pad is.
Joe, dis kaaitjie hier. Ek knak knie.
Ek knak knie. Ons knak knie vir Joe.
Ons knak knie.
Knak knie. Joe, King of the North.
Joe, King of the North.
En Joe, Kraskraai het 'n kraai gestuur.
Waar is hy?
Hy is dood, want hulle is op 'n budget. Maar, sy het gesê, jy moet na haar toe gaan, want sy wil jou sien.
Wel, al wat sy gaan sien is haar gat.
King of the North!
Joe!
Ja?
Het nog 'n kraai gekom.
Fok, is hier ergens 'n kraainis?
Dit is van Kablishi. Sy sê, jy moet na haar toe...
Ek kan lees, dat ek self sien. Sy sê ek moet na haar toe gaan.
Wees versigtig, Joe.
Sanna, hierdie mense is ons goedgesind.
Sy sal wel hê dat jy moet knie knak.
Wel, ek sal baie dinge vir haar knak. Net nie my knie nie.
Goed.
So, dit is gauw voorbij, ne? Dit 6 minuten. Maar volgende week dan gaan het langer aan, julle. Oh, is lekker om je trippetrappetroene te heen en toe. Hier is wat iemand geskryf. Hey, that dude in the middle teaches my kid breakdancing. So, wat 'n dude is in die middle?
Was seker Labba geweest.
Ja, hy was moet in die middle.
So, was hy in die middle?
Ja, seker die foto in die middle, so dit moes...
Maar dat is 2 mens.
Oh, nee, maar die foto's ook gepost, nie.
Oh.
Maar
Dennis,
die camera gevat het so ook
die, daar dan moet ek toe gaan.
Dennis wants to know whether we have disinfected and now we have. Don't you worry. Saint Vincent, we are fine. Have you heard of people squirming around? Well, we not. What's this woman about? Toop, toot, toot, toot. I'm talking about the singing woman. Love it. Okay. Well, with Betty here, I could just say test, test, test all the time.
Test, test. Test, test, test. What I can still say. Test, test, test.
Rian?
Rian, you have to say.
Test, test, test.
Still song.
Okay. I think I can tell her.
Why?
Rian is here.
I can see so.
Betty, is she there?
Actually, so.
Okay. So, I want to tell you that last time I spoke about some movies they said we must watch. Oh, that I heard that are good to watch. And I've started to watch them. I just want to give you some feedback. Remember those movies? Well, you can listen to the podcast. But the one was called The Lost City of Z or Z. So I've watched it now. It was quite good. I can really recommend it. You can watch it. It's a nice adventure in the beginning of the century where people used to go into the jungles and go and find little things. It's nearly like Omar Webb. Remember that one guy who went to Egypt in the story as well. You know, it was a fashion to go to a jungle or somewhere to get ill, to get better and to go back to England then. So,
I like movies like those mystery skattejag type of movies.
Yeah. So it is quite good. It's got a strange, I don't know, it's a difficult ending because it's based on the truth. But still, I can recommend it. And there was this other one on Netflix I started. I Don't Feel at Home in This World Anymore. Wonderful.
Yeah,
it's sick. It's wonderful. It's off.
I like just, the title already.
Yeah, just like, yeah, the title already. If you like the title, you know what kind of personality you are. I Don't Feel at Home in This World Anymore, and it's very, very funny. But now, Betty, I suppose it's time for us to do Skier and Skinner, hey?
What's doing?
Okay, so if you can give me a chance, I'm going to move and scoot. Oh, what's the like he was doing? I'm going to scoot over, and I'm going to play this, which is, what is this?
Dit het so smooth gegaan tot daar.
Ek weet nie, maar dit is maar soos hierso is ons is maar net gewone mense. So.
Wel, ek wil sommer met hierdie netjie begin en dit uit die weggeruim dadelik. Ons lieflike oranje monster van Amerika. Hy het nou woensdag 'n tweet, wel, dis in 3 tweets, want hy is nie intelligent genoeg om in 1 tweet te sê wat hy wil sê.
Nee, hy kan nie
so hy het in 3 tweets dit geskryf.
Ja.
Laat transgender mense word nou geban uit die Armed Forces van Amerika.
Wat?
Want hulle is a burden. Want hulle is nie gefokus nie, want hulle dink aan ander dinge en hulle is hormonal en wat. Maar nou, toe is allemaal in repelhoe daaroor,
ja.
Toe kom het uit dat hy het randomly dit getweet, dis met niemand discussed nie. Met niemand nie.
Wat?
Die Pentagon weet niks van dit nie. Niemand weet iets, hy het net soos orders gegeen, hy gee nie orders via Twitter.
Hy is soos een troll op Facebook, ja. Hy skryf wat hy dink.
So, die hoof van die, laat ek nie die naam recht, dit klink soos een bendeleier, maar,
die hoof van wie is dit nou?
Volk, ek sal verkeerde blad sy, genade, dit is die, volk, waar is die naam?
Ek weet nie,
maar dit is die, the chairman of the joint chiefs, dit klink soos
Disney chiefs, movie. Drie chiefs wat gejoin is met ja. Staples.
Hy sê dat niks gaan verander nie.
Ja.
Al die staf van die armed forces gaan nog steeds gerespekteer word en niks verander nie.
Trump is een ramp.
Hy is een ramp. Trump is rarig een ramp.
My goodness.
Ja.
Ek kan nie geloof
wat hy is terrible.
En hy is nou so lelik met van sy buddies, want daar is so ander southerner, you know, die Alabama mense, wat eindelijk racist is. En hy het hom aangestel as minister of...
Ja, die religious ou, wat hy is heeltemal homophobic en alles, en...
Nee, maar dis die vice president. Jeff Sessions.
Ja, Jeff Sessions.
Is sy pal, en hy dis hom nou op tweets. So, niemand kan hom vertrou nie. Oh, there's our guest. You can sit down so long, I'm not gonna say your name yet. Say your name, say your name. Ja, no, it's a trap. Okay, yeah, and next?
It's terrible. And then Charlize Theron.
Oh, ja.
Nee? Uh-huh. So was hy op die Andy Cohen show gewees.
Andy Cohen, laat ek net vir mense verduidelik, is die moffie wat Real Housewives maak.
Oh. Ja, en so vraag hy toe vir of sal ooit in die Lady Pond geswem het.
Oh.
Waarop sy toe reply, ja, sy het.
Oh. Wow.
Toe sy jonger was, sê sy, het sy met alles geëxperimenteer, maar sy het toe besef dat sy rarig van seens hou.
But she was a bit of a black swan.
Sy was.
In the pond of
sy
love.
Sy was. Wow. En, maar bygesê, het sy gesê, sy wil graag James Bond wil speel. Maar, op een voorwaarde, dit moet a female love interest hee.
Ja, but that makes sense.
Ja.
And there goes the whole theory of Donald Trump again.
Ja.
So, ja, that'll make sense.
Maar dit, sy begin nou vir my klink soos, dat's daai, ou wat al die gay movies maak, wat glad nie gay is nie volgens hom. Met die toe oogies?
Regert van 'n Berg. Nie wie?
Want sy boetie act ook,
Hoe het daar Franco
James Franco.
Yeah. James Franco. Hy het nou, daar is nou 'n nuwe fliek uit op Netflix. I Am Michael of something.
Ja, yeah, I couldn't watch it.
Ek het gekyk.
No,
en,
I stopped.
En eventueel, ja, ook maar, want die movie het ook net gestop.
Ja.
Yeah. Het soos, okay, is nou klaar. Okay. Is hy
a gay ou wat stryd geword.
Ja, yeah. Maar, jy kan sien, hy cast hom so in die fliek.
He loves it.
I loved it.
Because he knows there are going to be scenes and yeah. There are going to be tongue involved.
Yeah. But anyway, so this is not Charlize for us.
But he's not ugly, so I don't mind.
Is James Franco.
Sy booty is mooier.
Sy booty is mooier. Sy booty is beautiful. Flex, hy nou bietjie guys.
Het jy sy roast gekyk?
Ja.
Ja.
Dit was baie goed.
Dit was baie fun. Die show, het uit mekaar het gerip. En dan, Disney is nou weer onder die sperrevuur.
Sperrevuur, wat het hulle nou weer gedoen?
Disney het na al die lof wat vir hulle gesing is oor die gay scene in Beauty and the Beast,
Gaston,
nou is hulle helemaal in teenoorgestelde, allemaal is teen hulle nou, want hulle het 'n gay soen uitgesny in die Descendants 2 movie. Want
a gay soon.
Ja, die Descendants is mos die die kinders van die famous villains.
Oh.
Ja. En in die boek, want dit is gebaseer op 'n boek, die Descendants. En in die boek is Captain Hook se seun Harry Hook en Gaston, kan nogals, se seun Gil, is daar iets tussen hulle.
Ja.
En hulle soon in die boek.
Ja.
En dis geskied maar toe uitgehaal.
Oh.
En die twee actors wat die rolle speel, het dit die foto gepost op hulle social media.
Really, really? Wow. Ja. So we can see it.
Ek sal dit post op die Casper Radio groep. Ja. En ja, hulle het gepost en die fans is baie upset dat dit nie in die movie is nie.
Ja.
Ja.
Ja, shame. En dan, ek is baie ongeorganiseerd vandag, verskrikkelijk.
Dis okay, moet nie worry nie.
Ek denk ek het alles gesê.
No man,
ek het alles gesê.
No, but remember,
behalve, dat jy, wat Casper de Vries is, is vanavond a special guest op my show, 9:00.
Waar.
So allemaal moet asseblief kyk.
Dis waar, jy gaan nou baie hate mail kry, hoor.
Ek het al klaar.
Wat sê hulle? Wat sê hulle?
O, jy is a poos en jy is akelig en hulle gaan nie kyk nie,
want
Casper is daar in en...
Woo, welcome to my world.
Oh my word.
So jy skend my brand, Casper.
Ek is jammer, maar I knew it was coming and you didn't want to listen. It's fear, those people. Maar jy het so'n bietjie van die haat geproe, maar nou kan jy sien, nou gooi hulle na my toe.
Ek het gisteraand my eerste fan moment gehad by Monte Casino.
Really?
So ek stap so daar waar ons altyd parkeer oor kan by die pivot, en ek loop oor en daar's twee girls wat my so kyk. Ek tog so'n, okay.
Wat kyk jy,
girl? Wat kyk jy? En toe ek so verbeil het, sê, hallo, hallo, en toe die fotoke neem, en ek ken jou van die show af, dis die nieuwe show, toe ek vir kyk het duidelik nie baie gereeld nie.
Ja.
Maar, ja, dit was
so, that's nice, that's a fine moment.
Ja.
Savor it while you can. And tonight, ek dog jy gaan sê, ek het tonight a show by Silver Star, because you don't have to watch the Betty Bandler show. I also have a show at Silver Star, with Hannes Brummer en Skalk Poseidonout, where we are trying to be funny.
En dit is rarig funny. Ek het laatst gekyk, en
dis no net improv. Dit is baie weird. Dit is baie lekker.
Ja, wat laatst het julle elke keer so'n bietjie stand-up gedoen en doe improv. Ek wens ek kon daar wees.
So, dit is baie lekker. Ek het vir Skalk en vir Hannes gevra, hulle moet vir ons voice notes stuur die loop van die oggend, want Hannes is in Potch, en Skalk is besig om te skiet aan hotel. Is dit nie ook weer nie, of is dit kyk net?
Nee, dis kyk net.
Ok,
ja.
Want as daar nou een ad is en hulle sê, Casper, Hannes en Skalk is in hierdie show, dan kom die mense vreeslik op vir Skalk, en sê, al ons love Skalk, maar moet hy met Casper werk? En nou en dan sê hulle, Hannes, maar die meeste is net arme Skalk, moet nie dat jy die ouwe aftrek nie. Want kyk, as jy kyk net, kyk
dit. Ek het een comment, wat iemand op jou post gesê het van, oe, Kreeusdorp, gaan julle met warm pap gooi?
Ja.
En toe Skalk dit soos in, dis reg, ons is honger.
Oh, fuck me sideways with a feather.
Ja, nie, ons is honger. Nee, dit gaan lekker wees, ek sien baie uit daarna, dit is, die show is recht, ons het nou genoem Bloemfontein, wow, it's mad, it's, ek moet net een energiedrankie drink voor die tyd, en dan kan ek gaan, then I do it. Maar ek weet nie wat, die mense wat so, die haters, het, yes, jylle, moet een skewe beeld, yes, as ek kan nie praat, hulle moet een skewe beeld hee,
ja.
Ek wonder wat dink hulle doen ek, brandkaikies, en, you know, aanbid Satan, of wat,
betek van die comments aan lees, mister, en dan vond,
slaan hoinkies,
yes, dit is rarig, maar diselfde met my show, dan comment mense, o nee, dit is een walg show, ek gaan dit glad nie kyk nie, hoe weet jy, as jy het nog nie gekyk het,
exactly,
jy sê soms klaar as een walg show, so hulle maak hulle eie perceptie op, van wat hulle dink dit is,
dit is die mense daar buiten, ons is omring deur idioote, besef julle dit?
Dis.
Ek gaan vir julle iets lees wat die ou nou geskryf het, maar ek moet dit bietjie soek, so praat een bietjie nog oor haters.
So, as ek kom by die haters, what do you do? Just shake it off. Dis net, wat kan jy doen?
Shake.
Ja, nee, dit is vir my nog heel niet, maar ek ignore het maar. Ek, wel, gelukkig het Facebook een prachtige funksie van report. So
oh, ja.
Ek report net hulle.
Report jy hulle?
Ek report vir hulle. Nee, ek het een report, so Erich Doos, wat skryf van, hierdie moffies maak om naar, en hoe kan via
sulke
walggoeders,
I saw that.
Ja, en hy is nie, wat, hy het nie gesê verkramp nie, ek kan nie, maar, dit kom erop neer van, hy is nie close-minded nie,
ja,
glad nie,
ja, exactly.
Maar, sy message spreek heeltemal anders, en, ek report het toe, en, Facebook kom toe terug, van hulle het gereview, en dis nou nie teen hulle standaarde nie, ek soos in, excuse my, gaan vertaal dit Afrikaans, moffie is faggot, en bla 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 bla.
Ja, you
en,
must do that next
ja.
Time.
Ja, mm. ek het toe dit terugstuur vir hulle, maar ek nou nog nie weer eens gehoor nie.
Tweetjes om vertramp terwyl jy besig is.
Ja.
Ja, maar jy sien op die oomblik is die mense teen moffies, hulle is nie teen jou nie.
Ja.
So, dit gaan nog kom wat hulle dan specifiek op jou dit dan sit. Maar vir nou is het, die guys is onnatuurlik en die sonde en you know, daar goed het ek ook gesien. Maar hulle is in 'n groot minderheid daar by jou, hoor.
Dit is rarig, ek is verbaas, ek het gedink daar gaan baie meer wees. En ja. Dis rarig, ek surprise met die response.
Wel nou, na vanavond sal jy lekker.
Ja. Dis.
Ek wil nou so graag hierdie een lees wat iemand...
Het jy ooit... Heidmail of gekry in jou dansdae?
Ja, ja nie, natuurlijk.
Vooral, hoekom?
Ach, baie keer hou mense nie van die show nie, of daar is seker goed wat gebeur. Maar ons het ook nogal bad luck gehad, toe ons in Welkom was, het ons die theater per ongeluk afgebrand.
Ja, oké, okay, dit is een bietjie van een minus.
So, ja, okay, so, you deserved.
Ja, so dit was ongelukkig een probleempie. So, ek
hoe
kan
brand jy die theater yes, per ongeluk af?
Hoe was die dansshow? Oh, aan die brand.
Ja, en toe daarna stuur allemaal vir my al die jokes van, there's a fire starting...
Here's the guy. He wrote this. I actually think it's quite funny. So I'm not going to report him. What I do, if you want to go to Facebook, go and see the hate mail and then I give them animated GIFs back. It's very funny.
Ek het gisteraan seker vir 10 minute gesit en al jou comments gekyk. Oh, dit was hysteries.
Because I thought, how can I answer this and have enjoyment? And I thought, I'll do animated GIFs. So that's fantastic. But this guy, I'm not going to animate a gift back to. I will leave him. I will not, some I delete. But this I won't. I would rather be tortured by the Viet Cong than watch or listen to Casper the Freak. That is not comedy. That's how the mentally challenged communicate.
What?
But that's true. I am mentally challenged.
Well, dan obviously nog nooit a comedy show gesien nie.
No.
Of a mentally challenged persoon nie.
Maybe he himself is. Mentally challenged. Bijna kan ek jou computer leen, en, want ek wil musiekie speel, maar ek kan nie met my ding nie. Dan kan ek op jou computer, daar is nie porn of iets wat ek toevallig gaan speel.
Moet jy my history kyk nie?
Ek sal nie. Kan ek jou history kyk?
Maar jy kan my history kyk.
Ok, en waar druk ek die ding in? Waar het jy laatst die pilie ingedruk? Daar is hy in jou phone. Nee, ja. Nee, jou phone sin. Op werk daar pilie?
Ek weet nie.
Ok.
Hier is twee pilies voor my.
Ok. Ok, so dan gaan ek om hier indruk, dan gaan ek om nou toets.
Dis een, nee, dit is jy charge daar.
Ek wou sê, dit is so lekker.
Maar, jy, kan ek om vir jou vast hou, want...
Ok.
Vat net oor.
Ek raak kort asem, so vir...
Kijk wat doen jy, man!
Ek raak kort asem, so vir jou vast hou aan die screen.
Ek soos Michael Jackson, met die laaste kind van oor die balcony. Die ding hang so.
Okay, kan ek vir jou search in speel?
Nee. Moet nie jy vir my search nie, dan kan mys power cuts.
Kan jy een bietjie meer op die tafel sit?
Fuck, maar daar gaan my mic! Wacht, laat ek het hier sit. Bernard!
Aan die screen vasthou nie!
Fuck! Ek het vir jou... Ek wil nog maar een vir jou sê, daar is een gay flick op Netflix. Maar ek het vir jou gay nie so gestuur, dink een bietjie nou. Daar is een gay flick... Dit is meer educational. It's nie bad, it's called Handsome Devil, I think. Handsome Devil. But it's more like education for kids at school. That you don't... mustn't be a sexist. You know, it's about children and the urges they have. It was a rugby team, nogal, en dan wil die ou net scrum die hele tyd.
Oh. Hey, is dit die guy nie so Rian wat terug is op Jacaranda?
How is that? How is that for making Jacaranda sy naam gat?
Dit is rarig, oh nee.
Nou sit die mense daar, nee, ons is so lief vir jou, ek is so lief vir jou, en dan sê hulle, nee, joke, hy is weer hier.
Ja, 3 het self moet gepleeg, en 14 is Australië toe.
Exact, dan moet hulle weer terugkom.
Ja. Yeah. Die wat die 3 vanzelf moet gepleeg het.
Ja. Alleen kan nie. Which device did you plug in? Was I tell him now? Mic in, line in.
Sê net okay.
Line in.
Sê net okay.
Line in.
Is it?
Okay. Ja, okay. Okay, and I sent you gay news, man.
Wat die Will Young goeders?
Ja, vertel vir my 'n bietjie daarvan.
Ek het nog net die opskrif gelees, hy het 'n podcast.
Yes, yes, that was it. Ludwig said that it's very funny and good. So just tell us about the podcast. He's got a podcast. Apparently it's new. And weet jy wat Ludwig sê? It's very much like us.
Okay.
But you know, visiting and chatting and kak.
Well, ek gaan dit definitief luister.
Ja.
Ja, en dan sal ek jy die volgende keer kom vertel daaroor.
Okay.
Want het is moeilijk om mij te vertellen dat ik het nog niet geluisterd heb. Nie.
Okay. Dus raag. Fine. Okay, well, ons had een special guest.
Ja.
So we went to The Voice.
Ja.
And now talk about it, because I must look up here.
Ja. Heb jij The Voice gekeken?
Ja, natuurlijk.
Ja. Ik moet eerlijk wees, ik het niet... Ik het in het begin, was ons bij een van die blind auditions geweest, van die recordings.
What? Allemaal blind?
Ja, allemaal blind.
Stevie Wonder gewend.
Fuck, dis lank. Jy sit daar, dis baie entertaining, want jy, maar dis 15 contestants wat sing vir die recording. Maar oor dat dit nie live is nie, dis letterlik, een sing, dan gaan chat hulle met hulle gesinne achter, dan moet jy daar staan en vir die mure kyk.
Ja, die audience moet dan wacht.
Tot die volgende ene inkom, en dan sing. So ons was daar van 6 uur die aand tot 2 jaar later. maar het was baie oulik geweest. En die rest ek nie rarig gevolg en so nie, maar toet ek aan een paar van die live shows toegegaan en dit was amazing geweest. Dus die productie is rarig world standard.
Sê, slick,
en die talent was amazing geweest. Ja, ja, rarig, rarig.
Well, I don't watch the reason is not that I feel I'm hoity-toity or whatever, or I'm pretentious. I have watched Idols from the beginning and then South African Idols, so I'm gatvol for competitions now.
Ja,
I can't
maar hier is vars. Dis nie
ja, dit is
nie daai type competities nie.
Ja, maar dis nog steeds a fucking song competition. I'm not into it. But then I went to the final and I watched these people and I was very impressed. This guy Josh, let me just look here. Sex on Fire. Do you know what that is? Shall I play that? Oh, fuck. Where's your...
Sex on Fire, that's from Kings of Leon.
Hoe kon speel dit nou nie?
Want ek het gesê, druk net OK, en nie om line in te klik, soos jy gedoen het nie.
What am I doing wrong now? Is it now gonna play? Listen. No. I can't hear a thing. Waar is jou ander pilie? Okay, we can't do it like this, because if you can't hear it. So, waar is dat pilie? Ek gaan hierdie pilie indruk. En as ek om indruk, nou moet ek net OK druk.
Druk net OK, moet nie settings verander
nie. Dis Adele, wat se kak is dit?
Adele is nie kak nie, Adele is great. Sy het sold out stadium concerts.
Dis Adele computer bedoel ek.
Ek weet.
Okay, this is not gonna work. I'll get people to come and help me here, because we are everyone is in a bit of a tooth after the orgasm. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get Greg in to try and sort this out. Meanwhile, let's get Josh in, because okay, he is our special guest. So let me play his thing. Our next guest is nothing more than, and I would say extra. That's right, and special. Special! Our next guest is...
Extra! Special! Special!
Yes! And... Can I try it now? Play, press play.
Push play.
Push play. There's nothing happening, Bernard. Where is it? Josh, hi, and welcome to the show.
How's it going?
We're good? Always this professional. It's very nice. It's
that's
nice.
Cool.
Yeah, we are like so, like, there we go. Let's have a listen to you for a while, okay? Wat kan ek doen?
Net bly gedruk en...
Ek het net die touch. The greatest, the greatest, I am. You see. wow, that's amazing. You've got an incredible voice, Josh.
Thank you very much.
What?
Thank you.
Pleasure. So I was blown away because you don't just have a high voice, but there's something extra, and that is what they always say, the extra X factor that you got. And you could see here Bobby spring up and off. His yeah. And you know, I don't know what happened after the voice. You must tell me what happened at the after party, because I was sitting there and I was feeling that you're going to win, because. Yeah. I didn't know any of the contestants, so I was just going by audience reaction.
Sure.
And then someone else won, and I could see Bobby was extremely disappointed. And then after the show, I saw him briefly, and he said, "I'm going to drink now." and he looked very pissed off. So was he disappointed for you?
I think he was really expecting me to win.
Yeah.
You know, the competition between him and Khan was also quite...
Yeah, of course.
You know, they have a go at each other.
Yeah.
So... You know, I think the stakes were getting higher and higher the closer we got to the end there.
There's another thing that happens with competitions like this.
Yeah.
The guy who's the most loved, they dip before the end of the bloody competition. I don't know why that is. And then usually someone else comes second, but you never hear from them again. I'm not going to say about this person or people. I can't even remember the names anymore. But if you think of Britain's Got Talent, America's Got Talent, then the actual guy who must win comes second.
Mm.
Because it's public. The public goes wild. Crazy.
I don't know. I was a big fan of Craig's from the
start.
Is
that the guy who won?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was good. Yeah.
His single actually just dropped today.
Oh what's it called?
I don't know. I haven't heard.
I like that song. I don't know.
I don't know about Craig.
I have no idea. But when he, like, we, because they released the like voting results throughout the live stages.
Yes.
And the weekend that he sang Purple Rain,
yeah,
that's when he took over. Yeah, and he jumped into the first position.
I cried.
Really?
I'm not going to lie. It was so sad.
But okay, this is Craig with Purple Rain, eh? Let's have a listen, bit of a listen.
Never meant to cause you any pain. I only wanted one time to see you laughing. I only wanna see you laughing in the purple.
So that just shows you the fickleness of the public. So they like Purple Rain, and so boop, he goes up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. I mean, like, elections and competitions, they have their speaks and their spikes and whatever.
What's going to happen to you now? Are you... You obviously got a contract.
Yeah. Universal signed me and four others. They that's signed fantastic. Craig. Obviously,
well,
I mean,
like,
he wants it. So, Craig and four others, including myself, got signed from this last season. Last year, they signed 11. And, I think this year they were a little bit more selective.
And what are you going to do now? Are you sifting through choices? Do you write songs yourself?
I do write a little bit. We're talking at the moment about what to release for a single. So we're looking at the options at the moment. Yeah, they've done Craig's, which is out today.
Because he must get he's won, so he must get first.
Of course, yeah. They always focus on the winner first. And then I know Caroline's already done hers as well, but she needed to get back to Japan.
Who's Caroline?
Caroline Grace Brosseau.
But she like fourth.
She came fifth. Fourth. Yeah, she came fourth. Yeah.
She married a rugby player.
Yes.
Afgeleide die aand. Want ek sê mos ek ken hierdie mense. So they were going about rugby and stuff. Okay, but that's good. So so she is already recorded her single. And then, obviously, at the end of the day, it's going to be the product that's going to make you climb in the charts.
Yeah, I'm really happy to have the opportunity, like, coming first, second, fourth, whatever. I got signed to a record label, you know. That's so great. Now I have this, you know, I have facilities and this opportunity at my hands, which is really awesome.
That's so cool.
I think that still makes me feel like a winner. You know, I'll be able to afford my own car hopefully sometime in the
Absolutely,
future.
Absolutely, because now, you see, now is the time to strike. Because you, it's different.
Yeah.
It's immediate fame.
Yeah.
You're not going to release a seventh single anymore. And people, it's going to be a digital thing that's going to go out there and people must buy it in the cloud.
Yeah, yeah,
for
sure.
So different. Yeah. But are you, you're a performer as well, and are you still going to perform now, or are you going to go tour, or what do you want to do now?
There's talk of a tour with the people who signed with Universal from this last season. That kind of
sort of
looks back at the season and what have you. So hopefully there's going to be a Joburg tour, sort of around Joburg, Pretoria, Vereeniging. You know, probably hitting barnyards and other venues.
Yeah, lekker.
So hopefully we'll start with that. If that goes well, then they're looking at a national tour. Maybe try and hit Cape Town, maybe some other spots, KwaZulu-Natal. So that'll keep us busy for a couple months. Obviously it'll just be like one show a week kind of thing. We'll see how it works out. And then later this year, I will be doing Rock of Ages. Theater.
Musical.
So
nice.
Yeah. Very nice. So I'm really excited about that.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's great. Now, I don't know your history, so pardon me if I ask questions that's been asked a lot. But your voice, were you just born with this high, strong voice?
No, not at all. Not at all. I did a little bit of singing when I was sort of like. I started singing in junior school around about the age of 12. So I joined the choir then and what have you. I'd done music. I started playing piano when I was about 9. But then I gave up as soon as I got far enough away from home for me to not be told to practice.
You didn't want
to
do it, yeah.
I mean, I love music, and I'm so sad that I stopped playing. But, you know, I was just a lazy kid. So anyway, but I sang for 1 year in junior school, my last year of junior school, and then didn't sing at all. Discovered theater in my last year of high school. My last 2 years of high school, I started doing theater and really enjoyed that whole sort of...
At school?
At school, yeah. Uh-huh. And but couldn't sing. Like when
really?
I'm being dead serious. When I left high school, I couldn't sing to save my life. I mean, I could sing in the shower, but put me on a stage or a microphone in my hand. And like...
Wow.
So my first... I was in a band, a boy band, called Five Star in Harare, Zimbabwe. I first joined the band as sort of like I would sing the ensemble songs and I would do the dancing. So my first job was as a dancer, and I'm not a very good dancer. My wife can attest to that.
That is not a true statement. Casper, I did the Barnyard with him, right?
Yeah.
And Twitch. We were all in the same show.
Oh, really?
I can't wait for people to see what this guy actually can do.
So why is he dissing himself?
He's being very humble. He is very, very humble. But it's a pleasure being in Cape Town, listening to this man sing in the room. You're just like, you're in absolute ecstasy. It's eargasm after eargasm.
Eargasm, I love that word. Okay, so you have worked together as well.
Yeah, Barnyard Days.
Okay, let's have a listen to this. Barnyard, if you can press... Okay, so Rion wants to listen to this.
Yay!
Which I hope is Eye of the Tiger. Is that...
Yes.
incredible. So how did you get from nothing to this voice?
Time and practice.
Really?
Yeah.
A good teacher?
No, no teacher. No
self-taught.
Teacher. What? Yeah.
You're a natural. Yeah. But you could hear your own, you could judge. Yeah, and say, no, this is good. Yeah, this is on the note. Because some people don't. Hey? They go through the Idols audition, they say, terrible.
So there's hope for me. I can start singing live with my shows instead of lip syncing.
No. We don't believe in miracles. No. This is hard work. Not intervention from a deity. So, Josh, so you just sang and what? Did you go la 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 and go higher and higher and higher?
I just got involved. Hey? I got involved. Like, I left high school. I was living in Zimbabwe. And the only thing that was happening in entertainment was at Reps Theatre in Harare. I mean, like, literally, it's the only theatre that actually still puts on shows in the whole country. So I just got stuck in. And I started doing musicals. I was doing plays. I did all sorts of stuff. Then I started getting invited to sing with like bands and do sort of concerts and shows and stuff like that. Just from, you know, one thing to another.
That is incredible.
Then got the job in the Barnyard. And when you're doing six shows a week, like, that really sort of puts you through your paces properly. Wow. You know, that gives you a lot of experience.
Do you hear a song and you go, yeah, I want to sing that, and then you can. Like, because you're in the league of Adam Lambert and Toto and those people who sing strong and high, Freddie Mercury.
Yeah, I didn't think it was possible. Like, one of the... When I first heard, I was doing shows in Reps. I can't remember what show it was. I think it was the first show I ever did called Boy Band Blockbusters, you know. Okay. And I was one of the NSYNC boys and Five, and it was a lot of fun. But it was the first time I'd ever been on stage. And I mean, when I heard my voice through the microphone, I nearly died. I thought, I've got to do something else with my life. I can't do this.
Yeah, but that's natural.
But I had, if I had have had something else from school that I could have done as a career, I probably would have gone with that, but I had nothing. Like, I was a terrible, terrible student, so I was like, well, there's nothing else for me to do, so I'm gonna have to suck it up, you know. During that show, the stage manager was in charge of playing the music that would go through to the outside and what have you, and one of the songs that they played was More Than a Feeling by Boston. And when I heard that guy singing, like Brad Delp, you know, does those like seriously high notes, I was like, not even humanly possible, you know. I never thought that I'd be able to do them, you know.
Yes.
So it was just, like discovery. I was a very shy person as well. So, you know, going onto stage and having to, often that was like the catalyst. I think that the terror of going onto stage was the catalyst for me to sort of like develop more, because, you know, you have to like sort of just jump.
And but then
the parachute comes out.
And then you soar or you fall.
Yeah.
But to soar must be a wonderful feeling. Yes, it's working. That's fantastic.
I think when you discover that or experience it, that's what you start chasing. That's what you want
that
more.
High.
And that's what you go looking for. So.
Well, did you do a Toto song on The Voice?
I did. I did Hold the Line.
Would you go look for it, Bernard? Yeah. You are official technician now as well.
Wat ek van die begin af aangebied het om te wees. Maar nee, ek sal dit self doen.
Ek is altyd eie wys. Maar dit is hoe ek my sukses behaal het in die lewe. Is deur my eie kop te volg.
Wat is die song?
Hold the Line.
Hold the Line.
Yes.
And then I think you should go for memory tests, maybe next week, to see how much you... there's a finger and it's a middle one. Remember, we have got a show tonight. Ek praat nou Afrikaans gou. By Silver Star. Sy naam is 3-in-1. En ek het vir Skalk gevra om ietsie te stuur. Kom ons hoor wat het hy gestuur.
Hi Cassie.
Hi.
En Hannes.
Hannes is nie fucking hier nie.
Dis Skalkie hierso. Ek is, ek weet nie of julle my kan onthou nie. Ek is in een show saam julle, met die naam 3-in-1.
Ja.
Ek sê bezig om te piepie nie, ek net voorbij een fontein gestap. En gooi julle wonder het wat is die geluid van water, wat in water val. Ek weet nie, julle het seker al oor die show gepraat, maar asseblief mense, as julle hierdie luister, kom kyk, dit is regtig 'n unieke show. Ek is seker hulle het al verduidelik, maar dit is al drie van ons op die verhoog ten alle tye vir 90 minute. daar, so, ek is redelijk seker of was nog nie so iets in Suid-Afrika gewees nie. Dis 'n baie unieke show. Dis eintlik baie moeilik om te verduidelik en dis hoekom jy net moet kyk. En ek sien mense op Facebook, Kasper, jy kan seker meer comment op hierdie as ek.
Ja, ja.
Maar jy weet, mense op Facebook is bang en ons is bang ons word offended en wat ook al.
Julle,
dit is nie 'n rowwe show nie. Ons is nie daar om mense af te pis nie. Ons wil net mense laat lag.
Absolutely.
Dis al en jy gaan lag. So kom kyk die show, 3-in-1 vanavond, 8:00 by Silver Star.
Maar as jy nou...
We gaan definitief kaartjies by die deur wees.
Dan gaan.
So sien julle daar.
Dankie Skalk. As jy nou 'n koek is, moet nie kom nie. As jy offended is met fok en so, don't come, really. Then you sit and watch Betty Bangles on fear.
Ons sê ook fok op die show.
Fok! Okay, kyk net dan. But if you are just a normal human being, you will love it. You will, and if you like improvisation, I mean, some people don't quite understand what we're doing. They're like, what's happening? So if you don't like Whose Line Is It Anyway and stuff like that, also not your cup of tea. It's not your cup of tea. Nie. Maar it's in Afrikaans, and it is geïmproviseerd van die begin tot die einde. Ons weet nie wat er voor kan aangaan nie. But it is hilarious, Clinton. Hilarious.
Ja, ek baie spyt, ek kan nie daar wees nie.
Het jy jou pilletjie al ingedruk vir Josh se Hold the Line?
That's the one.
Have you did you find it?
Come Josh. Yeah.
Give us you a like little Toto. Preview.
In.
Do you like Toto?
I love Toto.
Now Toto, it's got a problem with that singer. They replace him a lot. Okay. The high singer.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus Christ. What the fuck did you do now? Oh, I just cocked in my Brookman. Is incredible, incredible. So Josh brought his guitar. Rian, you can, Rian, you can. Where's your mic gone, Rian? Oh, there. You see what I meant was. You see what I meant. So Rian, you sit there, and then Josh, you brought a guitar. So put the guitar in front of one guitar in front of the mic, and the other one for the singing, and then tell me what are we gonna. Sing. Are we going to ask requests? What kind of guitar do you play? Can someone ask you, please play me the Lady in Pink or not? or do you want to play your own thing?
I had an original song.
Yeah.
And like a sort of just I've actually just pitched it to the label to see if they might be keen on this one for your album,
for
my single. Okay. Yeah, but yeah, we'll see. I don't know.
Okay, so I'll mix. You sing.
Okay, cool.
I think we're gonna put this there.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay, just remember. So. Remember the song, otherwise it's not gonna
help.
The
song I wrote for my wife.
Oh.
Which is, yeah, she's, yeah.
Mama, she's, where's mummy?
She is.
Yeah.
Hello. Oh, fantastic. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, cool. You don't need to say a single word today. It's all in your eyes. Yeah, you make my head spin. I just can't take it. Baby, you've made it so hard for me to ever turn away. Woman, I just need to stay right there in your arms. Woman, I really need to say you're the one and only way I could ever, ever be happy again. I need you in my life. Oh, I need you in my side. I need you, oh, as my wife.
Where are you, Mama?
Oh, I need you in my life. You're my sunshine. You're the stars in the night. You're God's gift, it's so right. You make my words rhyme. Yeah, you. And I just forgot the rest of the words.
What did she do? No, you can't say just you and then not what she does. No, it's beautiful. I love it. What's your wife's name?
Karen.
Why don't you come in, Karen? Let's have a talk to you as well.
Yeah.
Okay, but let's do, this is a section on the show, Josh. So let's quickly go there.
Stove poopies from J8. Proudly brought to you by Sandwich Baron.
Wat eet ek vandag? Dit sal Sandwich Baron moet wees. Hulle lewer mos gratis af by my huis of kantoor. Maar wat sal dit wees? 'N smaaklike toebroodjie, 'n kraak vars slaai of vars Franse brood met 'n verskeidenheid kwaliteit vulsels of dalk 'n reuse gebakte aartappel wat bedek is met romerige sampioensaus, brosgebraaide spek en baie cheddar kaas. By Sandwich Baron kan jy aanlyn bestel. Registreer eenmalig by die winkel van jou keuse. Bestel aanlyn by sandwichbaron.co.za. Sandwich Baron, ongetwyfeld heerlik.
Nyamani nyam nyam. So, Josh, over to you. Who would you say? Ooh, is your favorite, like, golden oldie, and why?
I would say Elvis Presley is one of my top faves.
Really? And you might have been born after he was dead, and you still like, he's still that magical.
Yeah, I think so.
Why?
Yeah.
The voice quality, or
I
what?
I think his vocal quality was exceptional. His, like, his charisma as a performer, you know, everything that he did for, you know, music culture and artistic culture, I think, you know. I think he was Elvis, you know.
Big name.
Yeah.
That we won't forget for a while.
No.
Although it was last century that he came into the public knowledge, but he will remain there, I think, for a long time. And which song can I ask Banner to look up for you?
I think one of my favorites is I Can't Help Falling in Love.
Okay, can you look for that, Banner? Yes, it's just quicker. Is that Elvis, though? If this is Elvis, this is Josh.
That was me doing When a Man Loves a Woman.
Okay, so, Banner, you
must look up. Don't fucking spiel that this YouTube had fucked up is.
Of net het Kasper weer eens.
Ja, blame me.
Shame.
Like effortless, his voice, eh?
It's effortly, yeah.
It's just gorgeous. It rolls off.
Yeah.
I'm not that big on Elvis, but I do appreciate why people like him. Like the Beatles as well. I watched the show the other on Netflix. You can watch it. It's a very interesting art. What the fuck is it called? It's a documentary about the Beatles. Very interesting.
Okay.
But I don't want to talk about the Beatles. Why am I talking about the Beatles? But in that documentary, it was also like evident that at the beginning they were singing these cuck songs, and then later they got deeper, you know, with deeper songs. But at the beginning, it was just all the time, and then people went crazy. How are you doing? But Elvis, he also went through hell, eh? Shame the poor thing. But his name came on top the other side, because there was a moment. I remember when I was young, they were like joking about him being fat and froggy in Las Vegas.
Yeah, same.
So don't end up like that, Josh.
I hope not.
We don't want to see you at the Witbank Casino when you're 60 singing old Craig songs
in the parking lot.
Remember when I used to be on The Voice?
What was that other? I had a funny joke, but I forgot it. What was that other boy band show you were talking about?
Boy band Blockbuster.
Mm. So I wanted to say, yeah, I read the review. They called it Boy Band Cock Blockers. But then I didn't do it, and I'm actually glad I didn't make that joke. It's not that funny. Mama is here. Kirsten, eh?
Karen.
Karen.
Yes.
Well, I don't know why I can't remember. Karen. How do you spell that?
K-E-R-R-Y-N.
Nice to meet you.
Very nice to meet you, too.
Didn't I meet you?
Yes.
I have. Yeah, I met you before.
Yes.
And I want to know from your perspective, how did it feel to be there? Because I suppose you were there week after week
week.
And did you bond with the other parents and children and mothers and lovers?
Yes, definitely. And also it's a talent. I mean, obviously because I'm based in Joburg and a lot of the talents families weren't. They only came in on the weekends for the shows themselves. So I got to spend a lot more time with the talent and everybody.
You were here all the time?
Yes.
Fantastic.
So I got to see him at least a little bit more than just like once a week.
Yeah.
But it was incredible. They are such wonderful people. And I think that's something that the show really doesn't showcase is how incredibly talented and beautiful, what beautiful souls they are. And they have beautiful families and just wonderful people to get to know.
Yeah, you can't do that on a TV show, unfortunately. But do you remember years ago there was a thing called Fame Factory?
Yes.
Where they tried that. They had Big Brother during the week kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And then the competition. So people got to know the people better.
Yeah.
But maybe it was too expensive. I don't know. But you're right. We don't see the other side.
Yeah.
We just see the competitive side. And so what were you, tense?
Oh, my goodness, yes. I think whoever I was sitting next to every week had like broken hands by
really?
The time. Yeah, I didn't breathe. I don't breathe. Throughout his whole performance, I think I'm often more nervous than he is. Yeah, I get, okay, maybe not on that stage, but, it's.
You saw rehearsals and everything?
No, I didn't see rehearsals. I would just see Josh in the evenings and stuff at the hotel or whatever. Yeah.
Okay, so you only see the live
shows? Only see the live shows and whatever videos he takes so that I can critique.
I've got
a good eye.
That's good. That's always nice to have. Yeah. Mm, someone you can trust, eh?
Yeah.
Absolutely. And then, do you miss it now?
No.
I'm
very happy to have my husband home. It was a long period of time that he was away. And, he's like my best friend. So the house is very empty without him.
Yeah.
So it's really nice to just have him around again. So I don't miss the tense stress at all. No, it was... I feel like, thank goodness I'm blonde, because there's a lot more gray in here than there was before.
But I would think that you're used to it because of you were also on stage. I mean, you're also a performer, yeah.
Yes, I am.
No wonder you're so tense as well, because you know that.
I know what goes on behind the scenes. Yeah. I think that's the thing. And I know what it's like to be not on a stage that big, but to be in that place of performing to so many people. And I think with a show like this, it's not just your live audience. And that live audience was huge.
They were, eh?
It's not only that, it's all the people on TV and all the crits you come under afterwards. Ooh, and so as a performer, you know what's going on that stage. It's exhausting. It's exhausting to watch.
I know.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure. I know what you're saying, because everyone has an opinion. And especially with something like The Voice, there's a lot of opinions that you've got to stomach.
Yes.
And how do you not get thrown by negative stuff? You know, were there people who were negative to you or not?
Yeah, a
lot.
Not too much. But there was still quite a lot of stuff going on Facebook and what have you.
Because they are for the other one or what? For the other contestants.
Yeah. I think I saw a lot of people commenting saying, no, he's too arrogant.
What?
Yeah,
where do they live? Really. Tell me now.
So
that's what they deduce from you, that you're arrogant.
Yeah, I guess so. But I mean, like, if I saw that on Facebook, I'd always just leave a comment like, oh, I'm sorry you feel that way. But, you know, I wouldn't get offended by it. I mean, they don't know me, and I'm happy with who I am. So, yeah.
It's always a difficult thing to decide when to engage and when to just ignore.
Yeah.
It's actually nice to just ignore, but sometimes you do feel that you just want to say something. I'm like that sometimes as well, you know, and then I just feel I want to say something, and then I do it.
you go all out.
Yeah, I'm a bit, in a way, and I'm very worried, like Trump, like that.
Comments where people's like, I won't listen to him, like, don't come.
Yeah, but that is fair, don't come then. I mean, must I say, come? No. Give me a chance, please. But Trump, I hate Trump, and I'm a bit like him. I think because I recognize myself, maybe because he's like that. He bitches. You know, if someone slays me, I slay back. He slays back. Oh my God! Maybe I'm a small little Trumpy.
No, there's no way.
You think, eh?
Never.
He's stupid, though.
Yeah.
He's less intelligent. Okay, we're going to go. That was very Trump to say that. We're
going
to go.
Seriously, folks. Seriously.
Seriously. We're going to go live again, because I'm going to Afrikaans now. Hallo mense, ons is weer live op Facebook en ons is op die Kasper Radio Show. So jy kan lekker hierna kyk. Die beligting is weer eens effe kakkerig, want ek sien 3 kringe onder my oë. Maar ek is okay. So ek gaan vir Bernard vra om hierdie ding nou te vat. Bernard, en dan moet jy afneem en dan luister ons ook na. What the fuck is going on? En dan luister ons ook na Hannes, nee. Het jy Hannes op standby?
Hangel.
Bernard.
So ons moet nou vir mense live wys hoe ons luister na Hannes.
Shh. En wys net iets, maar jy kan nie in die fucking lig daar nie. Wag nou. Ja, maar moenie druk voor ek nie. Moet jy druk te gou?
Ek maak net my foon oop.
Moenie lelik praat nie. So people, ons het vanaand 'n show 3-in-1. Hoekom ons so aangaan daaroor? Is dit is 'n moer, dis the Globe. It's a moerse theater. Because we were in the balsal, like this one sperm said to the other. Ek was in die balsal, and then they shifted us to the Globe. Oh, wat amper vat. They shifted us to the Globe. So it's a lot of people, so you can come. That's why we are hysterical that people must come, because we've shifted venues. Now, we've listened, ek moet nie Engels praat nie. Ons het nou geluister na Skalkie. Oh, hy's oulik. Skalk is die jongste. Ons is 3 mense. Ek is die oudste. Kom Kassie. En dan het ons vir Hannes, die middelgenerasie. En dan het ons vir klein Skalkie, die jongste. Nou het ons vir Hannes op die foon. Hy is in Potchefstroom. Kom ons bid allemaal vir hom, maar hy is op pad uit. Dankie Here. En hy het vir ons 'n boodskap gestuur. Hoe gaan daai boodskap? Sal die mense dit nou kan hoor?
Luisteraars, ek hoop julle geniet Kasper se show verskriklik baie vandag. Ek sou baie graag daar wou wees, maar ongelukkig was ek op pad van Klerksdorp af. Uit die Noordwes is daarom maar die juweel van Suid-Afrika, nê? En vanaand tree ons dan op by 'n ander K-dorp. Dis nou Kreeusdorp met 3-1. Kasper het my gevra om 'n boodskapie te los wat as motivering kan dien vir jou om vanaand die vertoning by te woon. Sien, ons is daar by die Vegas van die Wesrand, Silver Star Casino, vanaand skuins na 8. Dis nou ek, Kasper en Skalk Besuidnout wat jou gaan laat lag tot jou maag seer is en jou oë traan. Wat die show anders maak is, is dis nie ons drie wat individueel optree nie, ons al drie is op die verhoog die hele tyd. En wat vir my interessant maak is die idee dat ons drie komediante uit verskillende generasies van Suid-Afrikaanse en Afrikaanse komedie is. Ons elkeen kom met 'n ander invalshoek van hoe ons begin komedie doen het. Kasper, 'n hele wyle terug met sy eie vertonings wat so half 'n amper 'n kabaretstyl was wat ontwikkel het tot stand-up. Ek wat begin het met improvisasie en toe aan die hand daarvan op die Engelse kringloop begin speel het en Skalk wat in 'n nuwe baie moderne era terwyl hy nog 'n student was begin het ook so half op die Engelse Kaapse kringloop. So dis nou 'n area verskil ook. En van daar af hoë hoogtes bereik het. So ons elkeen het 'n unieke styl en die kombinasie daarvan vloei verskriklik mooi in een en ons werk baie lekker saam. Daar is 'n losse struktuur, maar op die einde van die dag vat ons baie dinge van die gehoor af vir die onthaalwe van die improvisasie. Ons elkeen het 'n hele arsenaal grappies wat ons in plek het vir ingeval dit nodig sou wees om hulle te gebruik, maar meer as enigiets is dit net drie komediante wat ten doel het om 'n gehoor te laat skaterlag. So ek hoop julle kom in julle hordes vanaand uit na Silver Star Casino. Kaartjies beskikbaar by CompuTicket. Ek sien baie uit daarna. Ek het 'n verrassing of twee dalk vir die ander. Maar nie te veel daaroor nou nie. Jy sal maar self moet kom kyk. So dis 3-1 by Silver Star Casino vanaand.
Johannes, wat praat jy alles? Okay, dit klink of Johannes bietjie gesuip
het
al.
Hy het 'n beroerte
gehad. Net.
Ek dink hy het 'n beroerte
gehad. My mic is al weer af. Het ek te veel gepraat?
Ja. I believe just be used to that your mic will be off for most of your life. I think just switch it off. Ja. Okay, kom kyk vanaand.
Maar terwyl ons maar 'n paar mense op die lyn het, koop asseblief die People magazine vandag. Daar's 'n lieflike artikel oor my show in die People magazine. Bye.
Fok, hoe sit ek die mic af? Hoe durf jy? Okay, is dit? Is jy in die People?
Ja.
Oh my goodness. En het jy dit al gesien?
Nee, ek het vergeet om te koop volgende dag.
Maar praat hulle met jou oor Betty Bangles?
Ja, dis oor die show.
Okay. I also want to say that people say, jy kom almal in julle hordes, as jy nie improvisasie van hou nie, moenie kom, asseblief moenie kom nie, want dan gaan jy nie verstaan wat dit is nie. En ek het regtig gedink, dit is eenvoudig, jy weet dat mense, lower common denominator, what you could say, when people laugh at improvisation, but they don't. It's actually, you got to be quite clever to laugh at improvisation, I'm sorry to say. So die dom mense wat nou nie daar sin eers verstaan het nie, want het was in Engels, fokken bly weg, asseblief, maar die ander kom. So, do you sing?
Yes, I do.
So aren't you going to do a duo? Oh, look, they're holding hands. Aww, look at that people. They're so young and fresh in love. Are you going to do a duo?
We can, I guess, if you want to.
Did I do something wrong now? Did I stir?
No, not at all.
Is he in the corner now?
No, not at all. Absolutely not.
Okay.
Hy het gisteraand gesê, ek sing nooit weer saam met jou nie, nou vra hy vir hom saam te sing op
die
on air.
Live. Yeah. But he's gone to fetch his guitar. Rian, won't you put your mic on his guitar? I don't know, I've never said guitar there, and then I can do the mixing, because apparently that I can do in a way. Okay, so when you're ready.
Does that song go again?
How does the song go again?
I don't know, what's
your favorite one?
Can't you do, haven't you got a song you sing together?
We do, yes.
Okay, we'll do that.
No pressure. No pressure. None at all. Well, he just works the song out. Putting us on the spot right here.
But that's what I like. You know, there's nothing rehearsed.
No.
This not is, at all.
Okay. Yeah.
I feel sin coming on. I feel a ride that's about to go wrong. I got a shiver down in my bones. I feel the sand coming on.
I got a buzz in my brain. Drunk on a love going down like champagne. And I've got a feeling it's gonna leave a lipstick stain. And I'll be the only one to blame. And you can see it all over my face. Sweet temptation. Strong, I feel a sin coming on. Please, Jesus, don't hold me back. I know it ain't mine, but I want it so bad. Smoking the whiskey's got me feeling easy. And after I'll fade in the glass. And you can see it all over my face. Sweet temptation all over the place. Give me dark, dark, and answer. Mix it up with something strong. I feel the same.
Fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, this was live on the Casper Radio Show.
No warm-up, nothing. Beautiful.
No warm-up, nothing. That's got to go on to this album. I'm sorry. I'm just so sorry. It's got to go on the album. Wonderful. Now, what do you... Do you hear something? It's me. Okay, the voice is in your head. Okay, I just discovered when Honest was talking that if you press a button on the mixer... It starts the song you lined up. I never knew that. After 3 years. So if I'm going to press now this, a sting will play. I promise you.
It's the Casper Show. It's amazing. It's
amazing.
Now can us press the show.
At last.
I didn't hope you're not there.
You learn something new every day.
Yeah, of course. Now we can go professional. But it was a nice 3.5 year education.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. But if I press it again... Nothing happens. That's what I also learned. I was on my way to ask you a question. I just wanted to say that I got to know you much better than I just saw on that stage. And I like you very much. And cool. Your beautiful wife.
Thank you.
So I will be looking out for you, you know, and your releases and stuff. Are you present on Instagram or Facebook or?
Yeah, Instagram, Josh Ansley Zim. Facebook Josh Ansley Zim, Twitter Josh Ansley Zim, and
just basically
Josh Ansley at
Josh Ansley Voice.
Josh Ansley Voice
at Zim.
Okay. Josh Ansley Voice is his professional page.
Okay,
it's where all of the information goes up about everything that is coming up.
Okay, yeah. Okay, and then you will keep us informed of the way forward.
Absolutely.
When what happens,
yeah.
If the tour is going to happen with the. A lot of contestants. If you're gonna go up, because now you okay, Craig will also get choices because he won. For fuck's sake.
Yeah.
But no, you're good, Craig. But what I mean is, you will also get chances to like open for act and stuff like that now.
Yeah.
Because you've got such a strong voice, they will definitely ask you. Yeah.
I will be singing tomorrow at Ellis Park.
What, the voice?
No, just the stem. Just doing my own gig.
Yeah, I'm joking. You're singing the stem?
Is that the little... it's like the little beer garden.
I thought it's a rugby game you're talking about.
Yeah, before and after the rugby game.
Okay.
Yeah, so sooner or later you're going to have to learn Afrikaans to sing the first
part. I've been trying.
Yeah, yeah, because the whites called it the stem, the old anthem.
Okay.
And
okay,
the voice is exactly that in English. Yeah. So that's why I was trying to make a very strange joke, which didn't quite work.
Just flew straight over my head, I'm sorry.
Because actually now it's called Nkosi.
Yes.
And personally, but I don't want to get personally involved, they can just sing that. We don't have to sing the stem because it's like a whole medley. But okay, yes, so people, so you've got to learn Afrikaans phonetically now.
I really need to learn. Yeah, fortunately, I don't think I'm singing the national anthem tomorrow.
I fucking hope not.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I don't want to pull a whoopsie. It actually terrifies me. Like, good singing the anthem in front of, like, the world and messing it up.
It's
like
the whole world.
That happened once.
It happened. I was trying to think who was it. Because there was a woman, Rosie in America, who fucked it up at the baseball game or something. But here as well, eh?
Yes, when the box played, I think it was in France, they got a singer. He was a Rasta guy.
Yes.
And he
messed. I know who he is.
Do you?
I don't know if I want to say that.
Because then even the players started turning around, looking at him.
Yeah.
Because he didn't understand Afrikaans. So unfortunately, it was a bit of a disaster.
No, he's a great guy.
Mm, he's a star, just a disaster.
Yeah. But like, you know, your defeats sometimes they're part of your growth as a person. Hey?
You have to have them. Yeah, nothing can go right all the time.
I do not want to mess up the national anthem. But I just don't want to.
You don't
want to
do it. Yeah, you it have to be able me. To do it in your sleep.
I sometimes wake up like thinking, oh my God. Cause
I'm live on TV and I don't know the words.
Yeah. I think it's worse than having your pants pulled down.
Somebody
pulled my pants down and I still remember the words, I'd be like, what a victory.
They pulled your pants down.
If I forgot the words with all my kit on, I would.
If they pull your pants down, it will be a little bit on YouTube maybe. If you forget the words, it will be all over the news. It will be in all the bulletins. It will be forever.
It's a hard one to come back from.
Yeah, that's the thing. So please, no pressure. Yeah. Is there? But thank you very much for your people in Hong Kong. Thank you very much for being here, you two. It was really a pleasure.
Thanks so much for having us. It was really good.
Yeah, and Rian, dankie vir jou dansers.
Baie dankie, Casper, soos altyd.
Hulle was baie goed. Ek gaan nou lekker terugsit en kyk, want ek kon nie lekker sien deur die kom en die venster van die vorige show nie. En Bernard, jy het vanaand Betty Bangles?
Ja, Betty Bangles live op stage en op via kanaal 147.
Beefcakes.
Beefcakes, ja.
En dan kanaal, en be prepared. Please send me the nice hate mail.
Ek sal, definitely.
Because I don't, if they know this show, they wouldn't hate me.
No.
Because they know you, and they know me, and they mean they. But if they don't know the show, they might love you, because I think a lot of Tannies love you on Betty Bangles.
I think so.
I hope so. What is dierbar in Engels?
Adorable.
Adorable. They think you're adorable.
Adorable.
And now here comes little fucking demon.
Valvorsi.
Which is the name of my show. And I also hate it when people say, oh, but you're running out of jokes. And then I want to say, I wrote all my jokes for 32 years. Are you going to tell Elton John you're running out of songs because he's singing your song again? No. It's all classic. Anyway, I don't want to bitch. Wait. Okay, just talk a little bit. I want to find a sting that says goodbye.
I've got a question, though.
Yeah.
If you do the national anthem, are you allowed to put your edge on it? Like, or must you sing it?
Yeah, like in America, they do that, eh?
Yes.
Well, I mean, like, Steve Vai did the national anthem on his guitar, and he, like, Steve Vai'd the crap out of it.
Oh.
But I don't know. I mean, like, that's America for you. So
it'll be great if you can get those high pitch.
Yeah, I think it could be quite fun.
Yeah, people will go crazy.
Yeah, I'll have to speak to the label and see if we can do
that'll be awesome.
Because if we do it in studio, then I know by the time I get to the game,
You know it. But the thing is, the South African people are more conservative. So Americans love that. It's like blasphemy if you do that. Yeah.
But at least the last part of the national anthem, that you can just rock, because that is a very high note.
And it's in English, eh?
Yes.
Yeah.
The one part you'll know.
Live and die for freedom in South Africa.
Our land. Yeah, like that. It'll be fantastic.
I think it's worth a shot.
Yeah. Okay, now I'm gonna press the. What am I gonna press?
Goodbye.
You see it work. Bye bye, everyone.
Bye.
CliffCentral.com